council voted 6-5 to draft an ordinance requiring local government workers to be local residents also. Councilman Tony Kurtzinger said that's a good idea because he feels that those who work here in local government should also be involved in the community. Mayor Foster Pettit was one of those who didn't go along with that. He said the matter was researched last year and they found state laws against such requirements. He said that's the cause the city to end a similar requirement for the police. Yesterday's vote didn't resolve anything since it came at a work session. It's unofficial. The council must act on it during a regular session of the Metro Council. The council has also been asked to consider an appeal for shorter package liquor store operating hours. Mayor Foster Pettit said that request came from 39 owners of such stores. The mayor says they apparently want to reduce costs by cutting back on their hours. Pettit said he also heard from some owners who aren't in favor of that idea, so a hearing into the matter will be held next Tuesday afternoon. More problems for Western Kentucky. That story coming up.
No Car, Porsche Audi, located next to the Dish Barn on the Nicholasville Road.
Yesterday, we told you that this state's fruit crop has been damaged extensively because of cold weather Monday morning. Most of the damage was confined to Western Kentucky. While that's still a problem, another one has popped up in that section of the state. About 2,000 acres of wheat has been destroyed because of water seepage through a 17-mile-long levee along the Mississippi River in Fulton County. The Fulton farm agent, John Watts, says the lost acres of wheat cost farmers about $400,000. It isn't a new problem. It happened last year, but steps are now being taken to do something about it. The Army Corps of Engineers in Memphis plans to let a contract by July 1st that calls for the installation of large culverts for the drainage of water where it usually builds up. Metro Police Chief James Schaefer was awarded the Lexington GC's and Chamber of Commerce Outstanding Man of the Year Award last night. Chief Schaefer came to Lexington from Kansas City in September of 1972. The featured speaker last night was Governor Wendell Ford, who mentioned the almost 15% crime decrease here in Fayette County and said it couldn't have been done without cooperation.
Look at Lexington and Fayette County. You are growing and you are maturing. You are beginning to reach the unprecedented qualities of life. The type community you have hasn't come by accident. It has resulted because a lot of people care. A lot of people care. And I'm convinced there's a lot of caring in this room here tonight. The results of this cooperation, this commitment to work in concert, are really beginning to show. A perfect example is the fact this community is becoming a much safer place to live, to work, and to play by the reduction of almost 15% in your crime rate in Lexington.
Once again, the outstanding young man honored by the Lexington JCs and the Chamber of Commerce is Metro Police Chief James Schaefer. It's 7:36. Here's a look at traffic this morning with Captain Jack Veal.
WVLT.